You're listening to the Closing Market Report. It's a Tuesday afternoon. Don Day of Day Weather in Cheyenne, Wyoming, joins us to look at the weather forecast for the Midwest, the nation, and the planet. Let's start right here in the eastern Corn Belt, Don. Farmers will get itchy a whole lot sooner rather than later now that the calendar has turned to the month of April. What can they expect in the weather over the next couple of weeks?
Well, I'd say it's classic April. What we're going to be looking at first is a warm-up, which everyone's been waiting for. Temperatures are going to start to rebound a little bit as a big weather system is going to develop late this week and early next week over the western half of the United States. We're going to see a reversal. We're going to see the colder weather shift more west, warmer weather shift more east. But in the transition, there is going to be a significant weather event next week right over the nation's midsection. Now, this is going to be really good news for some of the very dry areas of the Central Plains. The system, though, is going to come in and produce significant amount of rain over all of the Corn Belt, especially the southern and western areas. Really, most of the nation in the next week to 10 days has got a really good shot of precipitation, and some of it could be heavy, Todd. We're looking at 1-2 inch amounts of precipitation in some areas.
Well, that will be well received, especially in the western part of the Corn Belt, where it has remained dry at least until this time. I know one storm does not fix the long-term problem, but it is maybe the beginning, and you'll have to tell me this, of a change in real weather patterns there that could solve the drought that they've been suffering through?
Well, let's put it this way. It's going to help put a good dent into the drought. Will it erase it? No. But I think it's important to look at last year where we were. March of 2012 was one of the warmest and driest in a long time. March 2013 was much different, much more productive. And if we can get some wet systems, that's going to help here in the next month, and hopefully we'll lead into the early summer season. I don't think we're going to erase the drought, but I think we're going to be in a better position than we were a year ago.
The winter wheat crop in parts of Kansas, Oklahoma, some of the Great Plains, especially in the far northern areas, went in a really tough situation. How will it come out of dormancy, do you think?
Well, I think the next couple of weeks here is going to be pivotal. If this storm that we're seeing on our weather charts right now can come together, well, I think it is going to favor the central and southern wheat areas. I do think the northern areas are going to have a chance, Nebraska, South Dakota, to get into the mix and pick up some good precipitation. Kansas, Oklahoma, those wheat areas, I think, have got a real good shot of measurable rain and snow out of this next storm.
Just a minute left. You can either take me to South America and talk about harvest or talk about the potential season brewing there in China. Your choice.
Well, for South America, real quick, it does look wet in Brazil. I think those areas may be a little bit wet in a few spots for harvest. South America's southern areas, like Argentina, they look to be a little bit drier.
All right. Thanks so much, Don.
Thank you.
Don Day is with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report on this Tuesday afternoon. You have a great day. I'm Todd Gleason.